amazing edition of The Sweet Berry. I'm your host and green thumb garden enthusiast, Daniel, and we're here for another episode. Today, we're journeying into the aromatic realm of garlic, the magic of planting it in the fall. Man, forget about the myths of garlic and vampires. Today, we're all about roots and shoots. So you might be wondering why planting garlic in the falls is a good idea. Well, planting garlic a few weeks before the first frost gives those cloves a beautiful head start. This early preparation allows them to establish strong roots, ensuring that by spring, they'll shoot up with an unmatched vigor. Now, before you go buying your garlic cloves from the kitchen, let's talk setup. Choose a sunny spot in your garden. Trust me, garlic loves the sun. The soil should be loose, well draining, and if you can mix in some compost, even better. And for you pH enthusiasts out there, aiming for a level around 6.5 to 7 will keep your garlic happy. Man, let me tell you something. Or woman, let me tell you something. Selection is key. I can't stress this enough. Choose high quality seed garlic from a good supplier. I use Johnny selected seeds, and I get my garlic cloves organic. I make sure they're certified organic, and I don't want pesticides or any nasty stuff in my garlic. You know what I mean? But let me tell you, the stuff from your local grocery store might not be ideal since it's often treated to prevent sprouting. And here's a little nugget of wisdom. You'll come across two main types of garlic, hard neck and soft neck. Depending on where you live and your taste preference, one might be more suited for you than the other. And let me tell you something. Soft neck, those work pretty well in more mild climates. If you're in a zone 4, you might want a hard neck, but you can still do soft neck garlic also. Just do your research. And there's plenty of that on the Google, old Google. All right, so when it comes to planting, remember this little rhyme. 2 inches deep, pointy end up. Space them 6x8, and you're all set up. That spacing ensures each garlic bulb grows without having to battle its neighbor for nutrients. Once you've tucked those little baby garlics in, give them a blanket, mulch, that is. A nice layer of straw or leaves can protect them from the harsh winter conditions and keep the weeds at bay. We all know that weeds are a big problem. See, weeds can come in many forms. Grass, ragweed, even edible plants like lamb's quarters. You don't want anything growing around your garlic if you want them to be as big, plump, and juicy as the good Lord intended. There you have it, folks. Garlic might be a small little bulb, but it's packed with flavor, health benefits, and gardening joy. Until next time, keep those thumbs green and happy a-planting. We'll be back for part 2 after this. Tell you something. We just talked about the intricacies of planting garlic in the fall. But now let's take a journey back in time and unravel the rich tapestry of garlic's history and sprinkle in some fascinating facts. Let's begin in ancient civilizations. Garlic wasn't just a kitchen staple back then, it was revered. Ancient Egyptians, for instance, held it in such high regard that they'd offer it to the gods and even placed it in the tombs of pharaohs. The laborers who built the pyramids of Giza were given garlic, as it was believed to boost strength and deter illness. Moving westward to ancient Greece, athletes would consume garlic before the Olympic Games, hoping it would enhance their performance. Soldiers also ate it, believing it gave them courage in battle. Hippocrates, often called the father of Western medicine, even prescribed garlic for various ailments. Believe it. Now let's jump to some facts that might surprise you. Did you know garlic is a member of the lily family? That is right. It's a relative of onions, leeks, and chives. Also, there's something called black garlic. It's not a specific variety, but rather regular garlic that's been fermented. This process makes it sweet, tangy, and it almost has a jelly-like texture. Ever wonder why garlic makes your breath, well, pungent? The culprit is a compound called allicin. When garlic is crushed or chopped, this compound forms, and it's responsible for garlic's distinctive smell. It's also believed to have several health benefits, from antioxidant properties to potential heart health benefits. And finally, for those supernatural enthusiasts among us, garlic's reputation as a vampire deterrent is mostly folklore from Eastern Europe. While we can attest to its effectiveness against the undead, its strong smell just might deter a few mortals. And there we have it, from pyramids to potions to Dracula's nemesis. Garlic is indeed a bulb of wonder. Whether you're growing it, cooking it, or just admiring its rich history, there's no denying garlic is a gift through the ages. Until our next episode, keep exploring, and remember, every plant has a story. I'm your host, Daniel, and we'll see you on the next episode of The Sweet Berry.